Kansas City artist Peregrine Honig spent time this year in artist in residencies, one in China and an unofficial one closer to home at the Hotel Phillips in Kansas City. Some of the drawings and prints she created will soon be on display in a replica hotel suite inside a gallery. KCUR's Laura Spencer talked to Honig and her collaborators about the suggestive and provocative hotel drawings project.
The Hotel Phillips is a boutique hotel, and it provides artist residencies. Earlier this year, Peregrine Honig checked into a room and worked alone in what she described as temporary luxury. She brought simple tools, pen, paper, and ink, and started drawing what goes on behind closed doors. Honig is active on social media and realized she couldn't post these sexually charged black and white drawings on Facebook or Instagram. The bodies were too exposed.
I spilled ink on them. And so just that ink veil became almost more like illicit or seductive because you could no longer really see or exactly know what was going on with the figures on the paper.
This led to an idea to recreate one of the Hotel Phillips suites down to the smallest details, only inside the Belger Craneyard Gallery. Visitors use a key to enter the room with its tan walls, patterned brown carpeting, and furniture brought over from the hotel. There's even a slight whiff of fresh paint.
The carpet's the same. The bed is the same. The light is the same. And it really is like the attention to the detail, like making sure that there's a, you know, Gideon's Bible in one of the drawers, making sure that the pillows are correct and that the lamp is correct.
But there are subtle differences. There are two pillows on the bed with cursive writing. One says crying. The other says, well, I can't say it on the radio. And for her drawings, she commissioned picture frames for art you wouldn't see in most hotels.
Usually flowers or landscapes or something that's as neutral as possible, that doesn't give a nod to anything that may or may not have happened in the room previously. And the drawings and prints that I'm showing are very sexual, and they are about the things that happen in hotel rooms.
Honig had a vision for this hotel room. Her drawings would, as she put it, activate the walls, her pillows, the bed. But what about the hotel staple, an oversized TV screen? To collaborate on a short film, she reached out to videographer Johanna Brooks and to choreographer Jane Gotch.
I like to work with positive and negative space. And so within her drawings, the ink created a very similar types of forms.
Gotch specializes in site-specific works and rehearsed in the hotel room with four dancers with diverse backgrounds, from street dancing to classical ballet.
So using a bed as a stage and creating positive and negative shapes against the white sheets, against the headboard, against the bodies.
Johanna Brooks says emotions change from moment to moment.
There's pieces where in this video people are going to watch and it's really sweet and beautiful, but then there are images where I hoped people will cringe. I hope people will feel uncomfortable.
Honig says there's ambiguity, but it explores what's often unspoken and unseen in relationships.
It's an incredibly sensitive film, and there are moments where Johanna and Jane and I have had to decide if we don't want something in the film because it's so hard to see or because it doesn't fit into the film. And that's the place we always kind of want to be with your work in some ways. Like, have I helped produce something that's really... it hurts to see, or it's so beautiful it hurts to see it.
Only two people will be allowed in the room at a time, and they can stay up to 15 minutes, but cell phones will be checked at the door.
For them to experience the room, they have to leave that history behind. I hope allows for a more immediate and experiential situation in this room.
Honig says she hopes to be watching as people leave the space, to look at their faces and to see what's revealed. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.